This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
You've probably heard of the hamster wheel or running wheel. It's an exercise device used either for pets at home or in the laboratory, and mainly by hamsters and other small rodents. But it turns out that creatures in the wild love to have a go on it as well. Now, animal scientists have long used these running wheels to work out the effects of exercise on health, circadian rhythms, and so on. And indeed, about 15 to 20 million lab rats and mice are given the opportunity to volunteer for laboratory testing each year. But there has always been a concern about whether the animals were running on the wheel because they were unhappy to be in a cage. Maybe the running was actually a neurotic, repetitive behaviour that actually showed that the animals were deeply disturbed. After all, in the aftermath of a major disaster or a personal calamity, you can often see people repetitively rocking back and forth as their way of coping with the stress. It's called stereotypic behaviour. It's repetitive, unchanging, and seems to have no obvious goal. So Joanna H. Meyer and Yuri Robbers from the Leiden University Medical Center in the Netherlands took two running wheels out of the laboratory and into the open. One setup was in a green urban area, which is fancy scientific talk for Professor Meyer's backyard. And the other one was set up in a sandy dune area that the public did not have general access to. Now, each of these running wheels was inside a cage with a small door, so only small animals could get inside. And the scientists put food inside the cage to attract the local wildlife. And in each case, an infrared camera, activated by a motion sensor, was set up to record any running wheel activity. Over the first 2 years, about 1,000 animals voluntarily went for a run on the wheel in the backyard, and about 250 on the wheel in the dune area. The creatures were overwhelmingly wild mice, but a few rats, shrews, frogs, birds, snails, and slugs also dropped in to do some running, hopping, and slithering. Sometimes the slugs would slither along for hours. And then the scientists got worried that maybe the animals had been attracted by the food. Perhaps the animals were under the delusion that if they kept on running, more food would appear. So after 2 years, the scientists stopped providing food. But over the next 16 months, the animals kept on dropping in for a run. There weren't as many, but they still went on the wheel. About half of the drop-ins were very young mice that were born since they'd stopped providing food. So they were definitely dropping in with the specific goal of running on the wheel. It was their neighbourhood mouse gym. The mice knew what they were doing. They'd run for a bit, get off for a rest, and then hop back onto the running wheel again. And in fact, the wild mice were taking their local gym quite seriously. Yes, their average speed of running was a bit below that of the lab mice, 1.3 kilometres per hour, as opposed to 2.3 kilometres per hour. But on the other hand, their top speed of 5.7 kilometres per hour was higher than lab mice ever reached, which was only 5.1 kilometres per hour. Now, we know that about two-thirds of early deaths in humans are related to lifestyle. Too much food, not enough exercise, and the like. We also know that exercise helps you grow new brain cells, slows ageing, and reduces the incidence of various cancers, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. In general, exercise is good for you. Now, at this stage, all we know for sure is that the wild mice are going for a run on the exercise wheel. But we don't know why. Do they know that exercise is good for them? Were they getting the so-called runner's high from the endorphins or endocannabinoids? Or were they working on their thighs? Or were they simply playing and having fun? I wonder if the scientists would get more mice on their running wheel if they installed mirrors in the cage and began blasting the doof-doof music.
It's one small step for man.
Why is it so?